baby, did you see the tiger?
What?
There was a tiger right there. You guys see the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But there was a Tony. The tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes. The tiger. He was right there. He was going,
what?
Come on, Jeffy. You saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well, Jeffy,
okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jeffy. Go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy. Come on, your trash. I'm going to
actually take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
You do that. You'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. That was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you. I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder. And I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. And you got me on the counter. It wasn't me. And you got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right. But go, shoo, scram, get out of here!
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay. I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy. It's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay. I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior. Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Shaq. We're trying to be like Dude Perfect. We're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And in second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. But you know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What does that smell?
That'd be me. What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffy. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Jeffy will buy us some pizza.
Oh, give me a chance.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot on the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh. Oh, it smells like ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's the $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God, one pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
Oh, right?
That must be him. Come on, guys, let's answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I got four pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
Four pizzas? Chef Phoebe said he only ordered one pepperoni.
Oh, no, I got two pepperoni, two supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this going to cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Phoebe did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry, kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aw, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
Ugh, you know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh, my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we got to keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever!
Woo!
cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy. It's the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza.
I know.
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my God. No flippity-flopping way, Junior.
Well, what's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza.
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting. So if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory, and you might even be able to take it over.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. That's you. You get to do that. You're the one who found it.
Well, what do I do with it?
Run home, Jeffy. Run home as fast as you can.
Okay.
Marvin, take a card, any card.
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, dang, dang. Look, I got the golden slice of pizza. So now I get to go to Papa John's house and say the N-word with him.
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And dang, look, I also got $20.
How'd you get $20?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money. They give you pizza, not money. You give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket.
That jacket is not lucky. It's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Daddy, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got $20.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card and you guess what it is.
Nine of clubs.
Mm. Oh, my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a one in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
Five of hearts.
Oh, my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are two lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, wait, listen. Your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the $20 and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only $20. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like the Laundrette Manor.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this was a mistake. We're gonna lose all our money.
We're not gonna lose, Danny.
24 black.
24 black?
Danny, we won!
We won?
Here's your $20.
Oh, my God, we just doubled our money.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. We're going home.
Let it ride.
We doubled our money. We're going home.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bits.
Oh, my God.
Danny, if we win, it'll be 80.
If we lose, it'll be zero.
29 black!
29 black!
Here's your money!
Another rap!
And I'm gonna have to ask you gentlemen to leave!
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row! We're gonna have to close the table to check the machine!
Danny, is this jacket stinky as shit or what? Smell me.
Shimmy! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we
let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Jeffy really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. There you go.
All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy, why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, it's all right, Daddy.
Why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
All right, see, you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine, and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the play or hit the game, Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shimmy!
All right, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride. Let it ride. Let it ride.
Please.
That's right, 16 black.
No, 16 red, you lose.
Oh, red.
He said red.
Oh, fuck.
What did he say? Sorry, there's got to be a mistake. You said the machine, you had to check the machine, right? Are you sure it wasn't black?
No, we checked the machine and everything's working great. You just lost.
Then we bet on black and it should have been black. Jeffy, what the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the? Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Mommy, wash my jacket.
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket's looking because it's more shit, then why the fuck would you tell me they're going to get washed? Because then we lost a lot of goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. There's a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fucking kill you.
I can do it.
Mom, no.
Your mommy did it.
Mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how was the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumball machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. We just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care. I didn't care about. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, dang, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I felt a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I don't understand. He understood.
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, I think we should... Ooh, you hear that, Junior? My tummy's rumbling. That means it's grub time.
Yeah, I'm starving too, dude.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Well, you guys think we should go to McDonald's and get Happy Meals?
Oh, dude, yeah. That'd be fun.
But guys, we don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, and we can't drive.
I got a car.
Wait a minute. We want to go to McDonald's, and Jeffy has a car. Do you think maybe, perhaps, Jeffy could use his car to take us to McDonald's?
Do you think we should ask him?
I think we should. Hey, Jeffy, can you drive us to McDonald's in your car?
I don't know. I gotta ask my mommy and daddy for permission before I drive at night, because last time, I hit a moose.
How did he hit a moose in Florida?
Hey, Daddy!
Oh, hey, Jeffy, you're just in time for dinner. Eat your green beans.
Yucky!
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
Me not for to hungry time.
Well, if you're not hungry, then go to your room.
But, Daddy, I was gonna ask you if I could go to McDonald's with my friends and get Happy Meals.
No, Jeffy, you know you can't drive at night, because last time you went driving at night, you hit a hippo.
I thought it was a moose.
It was a hippopotamoose.
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
I gotta go pee.
No, if you go driving at night, then I'm gonna ground you.
Almost forgot.
Oh, ooh, you goober. Oh, you damn goober. You're grounded. Ooh, guys, Jeffy's coming. It seems like it's good news.
What'd your dad say?
My daddy said fuck no.
Aww.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yay.
We just gotta go really fast so I don't get caught.
Yeah, we're gonna have to haul ass.
If that's one thing my pee-pee cruiser can do, it's haul ass. Let's go.
We got our Happy Meals! So get home as fast as you can so your dad doesn't find out.
I'm gonna send you, Junior!
Yeah, go, 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 go!
Woohoo! Happy Meals!
Oh, yeah, dude. I love my nuggies.
Jeffy, that's a red light.
Shimmy!
That's a red light! Jeffy, you just ran a red light!
So?
That's against the law! You can go to jail!
It is?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Ooh, Jeffy, you just ran a red light.
Who cares, dude? There's no cops around.
All right, guys, let's eat our Happy Meals.
I'm just glad we got back home without Jeffy's parents finding out.
Guys, do you think I'm gonna get in trouble for running that red light?
No, Jeffy, you already made it home safe. The cops can't find out now.
Yeah, dude, they can't pull you over at home.
Well, unless there was a red light camera on it.
What?
What's a red light camera?
Well, some red lights have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate when you run it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like an invasion of our privacy, and Martin Luther King did not die for that.
I don't really see what that has to do with traffic.
So you're telling me that the camera took a picture of my car running through the red light?
Well, maybe, if there was a camera on it.
My mommy and daddy can't find out that I ran a red light or else I'm fucked.
Wait, guys, I have a solution. Why don't we just go steal the traffic light?
What?
Yeah, if we steal it, they can't get the footage of Jeffy running the red light and he can't get in trouble.
That's a good idea, Junior.
No, it's not a good idea, because he'll get in way more trouble for stealing a traffic light than just running a red light.
But if his parents find out he ran a red light, he'll get grounded and then we won't have anybody with a car that can drive us places, so we have to steal it.
But if he gets caught stealing a traffic light, he'll go to jail.
It's a risk we have to take, Cody, so let's go steal a traffic light. All in favor of stealing a traffic light, say aye.
Aye.
I don't know about this, dude. I think I'm gonna go home.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to go to jail, bro. Thanks for the Happy Meal, though.
Oh. Well, guys, I guess it's the Three Musketeers now.
Nope, it's the Two Musketeers because I'm not doing it either.
Why, you don't feel good?
Yes, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about stealing a traffic light.
Okay, can you at least be lookout for the cops?
Okay, fine, but only because I don't want you guys to get in trouble. But if the cops do show up, I'm snitching on your bitchy asses.
All right, come on, Jake, let's go steal it. Leave your Happy Meal. What do you... Leave it.
guys, I can't believe we just stole a fucking traffic light. That's so crazy. That's so cool, guys. We're like rebels. You know, other people dream of doing stuff like that, but we actually went out there and did it. You know, we're like pirates. We just take shit. We see something we want, we just take it. It's so badass, right, guys? Right? That's so fucking cool. We're so cool, right? Right? You know, right?
Yeah, we got away with it.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. You know, we should steal more stuff. I can't believe it. Like, it belonged to somebody else, and now it's ours, and we didn't even pay for it. That's so fucking cool.
Cody, you were the most against stealing that traffic light.
I know, but now that we got away with it, I want to steal more things. That's awesome.
Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no. We're going to get in so much trouble. Why did we even do this?
Oh, no, guys. Hurry up and take the traffic light and hide it in my room.
Oh, Cody, let's hide it in his room. Go on.
No.
Jeffy!
Oh, Candy Cane Dick does a U-turn.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you threw your green beans at dinner.
I'm sorry, Danny. It slipped.
No, it didn't. You did it on purpose. Where did these Happy Meals come from?
They're Junior Joseph and Cody's, and that's why I wanted to go to McDonald's, because I wanted my own, because I was jealous.
That better be the truth, mister.
It is.
All right. Well, you go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Marvin, these Happy Meals aren't eaten. Oh, look! Chicken nuggies!
Baby, no, you can't eat that. We just ate a healthy dinner.
But Marvin, can I just have one cheeky nuggie?
No.
What about a Frenchie fry?
No, baby, we already had a can of green beans each. It's healthy.
Marvin, that is not a real dinner.
Well, Popeye the Sailor Man, he eats a can of green beans.
That's spinach!
Well, listen, we cannot break our diet, okay? We're on a strict diet. Now, I'm going to go make sure Jeffy's in bed. Do not eat any of that Happy Meal.
All right, Jeffy, we tried to cover up the traffic light the best we could.
It's okay. My daddy doesn't suspect a thing.
Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, you guys gotta hide.
Yeah. Jeffy, are you in bed?
Yeah.
Why are you under the covers?
Because it's sleeping time.
Let me see your face. I want to make sure it's you. Let me see your face, Jeffy. All right, just making sure. Good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's my nightlight.
Is that a traffic light? Jeffy, why is there a traffic light in your bed? How'd it get in your bed?
Danny, can I be the most honest with you that I've ever been?
Yes.
I honestly don't know how the fuck that traffic light got in his bed.
Jeffy, it does not make any sense. Traffic lights just don't appear in bed. Traffic lights are not meant for beds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got to the bed, I pulled back the sheets. Fucking traffic light. I said, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So I doubled down and I got into bed.
Jeffy, be honest with me. How did that traffic light get in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a traffic light tooth fairy or some shit going around putting traffic lights in people's beds. Oh, tooth fairy dick. Covered in teeth with wings. Spits out quarters and shit.
Jeffy, what are you even talking about?
Honestly, Daddy, I don't even know.
So you're telling me you swear you don't know where that traffic light came from?
Daddy, I swear on my extra chromosome, I don't know where that fucking traffic light came from.
All right, so I'm going to investigate this and find out where it came from.
I think you should, too.
All right. You better not be lying to me.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Marvin, I swear I wasn't eating the chicken nuggies. I just wanted to smell them.
Listen, we have a bigger problem on our hands. Jeffy has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know, the green light, yellow light, red light?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm calling the cops to report it.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my son has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know the thing that makes your car stop and go?
Yeah?
Yeah, so that's in his bed, the black dangly thing.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The black dangly thing, it's in my son's bed, a traffic light.
Okay, yeah, I know what a traffic light is, but how'd it get in his bed?
I don't know. He said a traffic light tooth fairy put it there.
Okay, well, it sounds like you might be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I saw the traffic light in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. I'm gonna hang up now and pretend this conversation never happened.
No. Listen. The red light, green light, but in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen. If she says red light, just stop, okay? Otherwise, you and I might be talking under different circumstances.
Well, no. It's not like a... He didn't believe me.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Oh, baby, you don't think...
Huh?
Jeffy killed those people by stealing that traffic light.
What?
Yeah, he killed those people because he stole the traffic light and he caused that accident to happen. Jeffy's gonna go to jail.
Oh, no, Jeffy!
Who's that? Hello.
Hey there, police.
Oh, the police, what are you doing here?
Well, you just called me a minute ago about your son having a traffic light in his bed, and then there was just a deadly car accident due to a missing traffic light, so it was kind of like putting together a two-piece puzzle. It was pretty simple.
Oh, I don't think those things are related at all.
Yeah, I would be really shocked if they weren't. I'm talking really fucking shocked. Like, I would actually bet my left nut that they are, in fact, related. And that's actually my favorite nut because it hangs just slightly lower than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to come in and just try to, you know, knock this out, you know, see if someone's going to jail. I think they are. I think they're fucking going to jail. Come on, let's rock this shit. Well, 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 am I good at my job or what? Boom! Traffic light. Boom! There's a missing traffic light. Boom! It's right here in your bed. Boom! Case closed. You know, I'm really excited because the chief gives us a Tootsie Pop every time we get an open and shut case, and this case is shut! So who am I arresting first?
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either!
Ugh, I forgot. I gotta actually prove you guys did it. God, I hate this part. It's always so hard. And I can't check for fingerprints because, of course, you touched it. It was a traffic light in your bed. I touch it, too. Actually, I've never even touched a traffic light. Now I've touched it. That was pretty cool. Now what?
Well, it wasn't me, and Jeffy said it just appeared in his bed.
I can't even check the traffic light cameras because there isn't one.
Wait, there's no red light camera on it?
No, not on this one.
Oh, so it didn't see me run the red light.
Wait, so you ran this red light and then it just showed up in your bed?
Yeah, it must have been mad that I ran the red light and it followed me all the way home.
Well, red lights can't follow you home. Unless it's some kind of haunted red light monster.
Well, it would make sense if it was haunted, because why else would it leave its spot and cause that deadly car accident? That sounds pretty haunted to me.
Oh my god, you're right. That's exactly what a haunted red light monster would do.
And it touched my butthole!
Okay, we can add that to the list of charges. It's breaking and entering, and then it came into your bed.
And my ass!
All right, that's it. You're under arrest, red light monster. You're coming with me. Freaking heavy. Jeez. Could you lift that in? This sucks.
Breaking news, Utay! A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Marvin, I'm so glad that haunted traffic light is behind bars!
It can't hurt anyone else anymore.
Justice has been served.
Jeffy, how's your butt feeling?
Prolapsed and leaking.
Well, Jeffy, that traffic light is behind bars, so you let me know if there's ever another traffic light in your bed.
I will, Daddy, and I'll scream too. I'll be like, Daddy, come quick! There's your traffic light in my bed!
Okay, good. Baby, where are those chicken nuggets that were in that box?
Well, Marvin, I know what you're thinking, but I did not eat them, okay? I was going to eat them, but they ran away because they were haunted chicken nuggets.
Baby, that is the worst lie I've ever heard. Chicken nuggets cannot get up and run away, and chicken nuggets can't be haunted.
But Marvin, it's true!
Don't lie to me. You're teaching Jeffy how to lie, because right now, Jeffy's been telling the truth for a while now, and you're going to teach him how to lie. So you better own up to it.
You're right, Marvin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't lie. You be more like Jeffy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm a truther. I've been truthing around this bitch all day.
Nothing gets past you, Marvin.
Nope, nothing gets past me. I'm smart. Yeah, I know everything.
I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, because I know it is.
Oh, God, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
All right, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off, and then I scraped the maggots off, too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Oh, don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh, bowling.
Yeah, you get it live now. I like that.
I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it?
No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
Marvin, I don't want to.
You have to try it.
Okay.
Try that food. Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't got to tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit's always good.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use a bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
Why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Wait, Wait, Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num 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 num. Or you can keep throwing up in my trick-or-treat
book. Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
See, I already forgot it.
I'll call a doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick-or-treat bucket?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tum-tum, please, feel better now. Do you feel better now? Oh, well, you must be really sick if the Tum-Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink, my booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch. Well, I guess that didn't work.
Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Peavy said he found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad? I'm going to go yell at the chef.
Chef PP, how you doing? Another masterpiece!
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged! Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What, sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand, because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food, because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible? What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up!
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef PP. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, I must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there, fuck,
oh, man. Pull up. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling up? Oh, you talking your shit? You spitting in my face, ugly ass boy?
Yeah, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy. Pussy and mold. Pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? I flop it anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat, but I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I can cook. I can be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe, even though that would be in violation of the medical board, and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I hope you are. I hope you are. You. Give me your outfit.
Your punk.
Chef Peavy got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree, and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh God, why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like shit when you wash shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread them lips and cup, baby!
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. I'm gonna clean all this shit up.
Oh, doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott, quick. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. PP.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up before I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. Isn't that a penis?
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls? Fruity ass! What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no! I'm not giving him no testicular exam! I came here for the women! What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No! Fuck no! I'm not checking your ass! No! I don't want poop on my hands! What the hell's wrong with you? You do it, please.
I gotta see another patient.
What? No, you can't run off like that.
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any fingers in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go.
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef BB, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow! What the fuck? man, why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly, you shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I used my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner!
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow, what, stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli! Oh,
Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha ha! Jeffy, be locked in the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Ah, butt licker, butt licker! Ha ha, Jeffy licks butt! Hey, puts it on the butt!
If I don't eat this Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. I'm so confused.
No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy, want to be a girl, be a girl.
Mind.
I don't know. I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, God damn it. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive room.
This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Oh, okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck, man?
You spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead. He wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed. Admit it.
I did in college.
He's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
Then play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning, Chef.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over. Hot.
Chef Pee-Pee, is my Chef Boyardee ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you let him make it mess his dumb ass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was a little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me. Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you save up for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get to cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder what your ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is the colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle, so if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
Not my proudest moment. God forgive me. Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am a chef.
No shit!
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you!
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready!
And it better look good, too! Oh, my God!
This looks amazing! And it smells good, too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today.
Chef Pee-Pee, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart.
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy.
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake.
Man, I love chocolate. You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking.
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm going to pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Don't spend it all in one place.
We should make Chef Pee-Pee cook like this every night.
I know, this actually looks good. Damn it.
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna beat him a lot.
Okay, now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor, and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah, they loved it. It was great.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I gotta go back to doing brain surgeries, you know?
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
You don't have to lie. Look, I'm gonna go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today.
Ew.
Hey, Daddy.
Jeffy, you're making a mess.
Hey, Daddy.
I get it, because it's hay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a joke for you, Jeffy.
What?
What does a gay horse eat?
Dick.
What? No, they eat... Hey.
Oh, I guess that would make more sense. But they still like dick.
Whatever, just get this off the couch. Let's watch the news.
Breaking news, UK. Since Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race, the Democrats are still looking for their nominee for the 2024 election to go up against Donald Trump. So if you think you have what it takes to be the next president, then start a campaign.
Oh, wow, they still need someone else to run for president.
Ooh, Daddy, can I run for president?
No, Jeffy, you have to be 35 years old.
Oh, Marvin, you're over 35. You could be president.
I'm not smart enough to be president.
Well, Daddy, that'd be the fucking pities if you ran for president, because then I could tell everybody that my daddy runs the country.
Jeffy, don't say country like that.
Well, all I said was country.
Jeffy, you're saying it as two words. Say it as one word. It's country.
I've always ever said a country.
Jeffy, just stop saying it.
Hey, Daddy, I got a joke for you. What type of tree grows female pee-pees?
What?
A country.
All right, that's it, Jeffy. You're grounded. And the first part of being grounded is you're going to get a vacuum and suck up all this hay.
What? Before a gay horse eats it?
Yeah, exactly. So go get it.
Too hard.
No, that's what she said.
What?
Who is she?
That's what she said? Like a girl has said that before?
Who has said that, Marvin?
Yeah, what's her name?
But no girl has said that to me. It was a joke.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So you lied?
It's a joke. A joke is not a lie. I mean, it's not a true thing that happened, but... So let me see who that is. Hello?
Hi, Marvin.
Oh, Goodman, I don't have my house payment this month.
I don't give a fuck. That's not what this is about.
So what's it about?
I need you to run for president.
But me? Why me?
Because I am in a shithole of tax debt right now. I haven't paid my taxes in 10 years, and I'm actively being audited. They're already seizing my offshore bank accounts. So I need you to run for president so you can pardon all my tax debt.
Well, why don't you just run for president and pardon yourself?
I don't want to run for president because I don't want to have to live 4 years in the White House. Ew! Poor! My house is way better than the White House. Not to mention, the president's not allowed to drive. So how am I going to drive my Lamborghinis? Ew! Poor! And also, the last president that got sucked off in the Oval Office got impeached. I get sucked off all the time, Marvin. Like 5 to 10 times a day. So I'm going to be impeached as fuck. So that's why I need you to do it.
Well, I don't even think I have what it takes to be a president.
Marvin, the only thing you need to worry about is money, and I got plenty of it. So I'll sit there and I'll support your campaign. Super PAC as fuck.
Are you sure I have what it takes?
Yes. Do you like ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, great. You're a perfect replacement. Let's go get you a really nice suit and shit.
Okay.
Marvin, that's a nice suit. That looks good.
Whoa, Marvin, what are you all dressed up for?
I'm running for president.
You are?
Fuck yeah, he is. And I've already funded your campaign $200 million. So now you're the Democratic nominee.
I am?
Yeah. So now let's go to your first debate.
Debate? Well, what am I even going to say?
I don't know. Just answer the questions and do whatever you think.
Okay.
Come on.
Hello and welcome to the 2024 presidential debate, where Donald Trump will be debating new Democratic presidential candidate, Marvin Marvin. No fuck, that's his actual name, Marvin Marvin. All right, candidates, I'm gonna ask you some questions, and you answer them. We'll start with you, Mr. Trump. What would you do to secure the border?
Well, the first thing I would do is I would get a huge, I'm talking huge pair of scissors, and I would cut right across the U.S.-Mexico border, and I would push Mexico out into the ocean so they're no longer connected to America, the greatest country in the world. And Mexico would be its own little floating island of Mexicans not taking our jobs. And we would maintain our Taco Bell jobs here, because Taco Bell is a great American cuisine filled the bellies of many Americans.
All right, Marvin, same question for you. What would you do to secure the border?
The border, I've been on a cruise to Mexico. Are they not allowed to take a cruise here? Like, can they not visit America? Like, what's the problem?
I don't even know what he's saying, and quite frankly, I don't think he knows what he's saying either. Mexicans are stealing our jobs.
Mr. Trump, please allow him to finish his answer.
Oh no, that was my answer. I don't know what the... I've been to Canada. Are we stopping Canada too?
All right. Well, next question. Marvin, how would you create more jobs in America?
Well, ever since COVID, the McDonald's and Walmart where I live are no longer 24 hours. And so if I was president, I would make them open 24 hours. So that'll create jobs because I want a quarter pounder with cheese at 2 a.m.
Okay. Mr. Trump, how would you create more jobs?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do to create more jobs is hire a bunch of people to build my huge pair of scissors for the border. Then the next thing I'm going to do for more jobs is I'm going to hire a bunch of Mexican watchers that are going to sit on the border. And what they're going to do is they're going to watch for Mexicans trying to swim back to our great, big, beautiful country. And then I'm going to hire more Secret Service agents. And then I'm going to hire more Secret Service agent trainers and a new Secret Service director. And in the great big factory of bandages, I'm going to hire more workers to create more ear bandages. And then in all our hospitals, we're going to have more ear doctors. They're going to be great. They're going to be very intelligent. They're going to be handsome. And then we're going to have more dome builders for my indoor rallies because I'm not going outside anymore. I'm not going to do it. Can't make me do it.
All right, final question. Mr. Trump, what would you do about gun control?
Quite frankly, if everyone had guns that day, this wouldn't have happened in my beautiful ear because they would have shot him before he shot me right in my beautiful ear. The doctors even were astonished of how much it bled. They said, my ear bled more blood than they've ever seen anything else bleed ever. And that's astonishing to me. You could cut your finger off and it still wouldn't bleed more blood than my ear bled that day. But they're still looking into why the ear bleeds more than any other body part that anyone has. But with that being said, I think babies should have guns. I think when you're born, they should put a gun in the baby's hands. And that is how we're going to make America great again. Fuck you.
All right, Marvin, what about you? What do you think about guns?
Well, guns are loud and scary, and they kill people, and I don't think you need an AR-15. I mean, a handgun's nice, I mean, to protect yourself. I don't know why you'd ever need an AR-15, because those are big, and, like, the military needs that. I don't know why you'd need that, so I guess you buy what you want, I guess.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. This guy right here is a loser. I'm a winner. I bet he doesn't even know how to golf. What's your handicap?
Oh, I'm not handicapped. I'm good. I'm mentally good. I think my son might be handicapped. I mean, I think he's faking it sometimes, but I'm okay.
I bet he can't even hit par on a par four.
I can par four.
Ren.
All right, that does it for this debate.
Well, you did okay, Marvin, but I think Trump did better. The good news is we have until November to get you ready for the election, so I recommend playing more golf.
Well, Marvin, I think you did great. And also, I think you're right. McDonald's should be open 24 hours again.
Good afternoon, Mr. Marvin.
Who are you guys?
We're your new Secret Service agents. I'm Agent Earl, and this is Agent Guy.
Hello.
Oh, why do I have Secret Service agents? I'm not president.
Well, we have to protect the candidates, too, to make sure they make it to the election.
Oh, that's so fun!
We're protecting him, not you!
So what do you guys do all day?
Well, we protect you at all times. You go to take a piss, we hold it. You take a shit, we wipe it. We protect you from everything.
Oh, okay. Oh, my stomach's growling.
He's got a Russian rat in his stomach trying to kill him. Get him down!
Look at
that! Get out of there, you!
you Russian bastard!
But I'm just hungry!
What?
I'm hungry.
Oh, I thought you had a rat in your stomach trying to eat its way out of your abdomen, or maybe you swallowed some cyanide.
No, I'm just hungry. I want to go to the kitchen and get some food.
He needs food!
Food!
All right, let's go to the kitchen. I got this side.
I got this side.
We good?
We're good.
Are we good?
We're good!
Okay, move!
These chicken enchiladas look good!
Move! Stop!
Wait, who are you guys?
We're Secret Service agents for Mr. Marvin.
Marvin, you running for president?
I am.
Oh, that's hard!
Wait, what are you cooking?
Oh, chicken enchiladas. Looks good, right?
It looks like shit.
Hey!
Mr. Marvin, for your safety, I have to recommend that you not eat these. You're gonna get some kind of deadly diarrhea. I recommend we go somewhere safe with a roof, like Applebee's.
I concur.
I mean, we can go to Applebee's.
I got this side.
I got this side.
Are we ready to move?
We're ready to move.
Are we good?
We're good.
Move. Okay, Mr. Marvin, you stay right there while me and Agent Earl clear the area. Agent Earl, go! Make sure you get rid of any knives and forks. We don't want anything pointy.
I can use a fork.
No, that's what the terrorists want you to do is eat with forks. You gotta use spoons only.
Hello, welcome to Apple.
What the fuck? Get her! Who are you?
I'm the waitress.
Do you have a gun, you hippie?
No, I work here.
We good?
We're good.
Okay, we're good.
We're good.
Ugh, what can I get you?
Well, just to be safe, I think we should probably get, one of everything on the entire menu just to make sure it's not poison.
I concur.
Are you going to pay this time?
Excuse me, this is a presidential candidate. Of course we're going to use campaign money to pay.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Marvin, when the food gets here, don't eat anything until me and Agent Earl have tasted it.
All right, here's all the food.
Oh, this all looks so good. I mean, poisoned.
I'm bringing the check before you can run away.
What do you think you're doing, Marvin?
I want a cheese stick.
No. I have to make sure none of this stuff is poisoned before you can eat it.
I say we check the drinks first.
Good idea, Agent Earl. Hey, what the fuck? This is Diet Pepsi. This might as well be poisoned. Marvin, I'm doing you a favor. All right, now what do I want to taste test first? Maybe the chicken wonton tacos? Or maybe the chicken Alfredo? Or the four cheese mac and cheese honey pepper chicken tenders? Or maybe the kid's cheese pizza?
Just don't touch my his burger.
All right, Marvin, just be patient and wait right there while we test this food. Agent Earl, ready?
Ready.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Oh, that was definitely not poisoned.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, that was delicious, Marvin.
What am I gonna eat?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I do have two french fries left that might be poisoned.
So, how are you going to pay?
Pay? We don't have to pay. He's a presidential candidate.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I am.
All right, that's it!
Oh, shit. Marvin, you okay, buddy?
Man down.
Oh, you got shot. Oh, we are so fired.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry you got shot, buddy. Well, we couldn't help. We were just in a food coma. We couldn't even move.
You saw the gun and you jumped out of the way.
Well, yeah, Marvin, it's a gun. It's fucking scary. I don't want to get shot.
Your job is to get shot to protect me.
Why would I get shot for you?
Because you're supposed to protect my life.
Why is your life worth more than mine?
Because that's your job is to die for me if you have to.
Okay, you're definitely not fit to be president if you think you're better than everybody.
I don't think your job is to protect me.
Well, I don't want to get shot. I mean, a human life is a human life. Why should I die for you? That's not fair.
Okay, listen, then you're not good to be a Secret Service agent.
I don't want to be. Fuck this. I want to get shot. I'm not doing this job.
Baby, I think I'm going to drop out of the presidential race. It's too stressful. You're not allowed to eat, and people try to kill you every day.
I think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Okay, how do I announce I'm quitting? Like, do I go on Twitter? I don't have a Twitter.
I think you just say it.
I'm dropping out of the presidential race. Who's at the door? Hello.
Hello, Marvin.
Oh, God. What do you want, Trump?
Well, I just wanted to stop by because I heard that you dropped out of the race.
I did.
Loser. Loser. The hugest loser this country's ever seen.
All right. Well, I thought you'd be happy.
Oh, I am, Marvin. Build the wall, build the wall, build the wall, huge. Build the wall huge and build it really tall across the Mexico border. Goodbye, fucker. Oh, my ear! Oh!
Hey, guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy pianos. The Jeffy piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Whew. Rise and shine, Karen. It's 6 a.m.
but I am going back to bed.
Oh, come on, Karen. It's such a nice day outside. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and get some pancakes.
Mm-mm. Boyne, I told you not to wake me before noon. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you're not going
to
look any better after noon. But come on, we got nothing to do today. This is the first time, and as long as I can remember, I got nothing to do.
Boyne, your phone's going off. Check your phone.
What? Oh, that's right. We sent Penelope to a murder island.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, Boynie. Go get your daughter.
Ugh, but I want pancakes.
Boynie, you can get pancakes after you save Penelope.
Nuh-uh, because it's not going to be breakfast then. It's breakfast now.
Boynie, go get your daughter. Go save her before she dies.
Well, I'm going to die if I don't get any pancakes. And besides, I can't go to that island alone.
Well, why don't you call up some of your friends, Boynie?
Oh, so they can go to IHOP with me? Good thinking, Karen.
No, Boynie!
Hi, kids! Wikey, wikey!
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go to school.
Wake up before I shoot you!
Oh, okay.
That's all you had to say.
So, do we get breakfast?
Who's ready for the first Squid Game?
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you mean like me and Cody?
No, like actual cereal.
Nope! All right, grab a partner and follow me!
I call Cody.
Aww.
Sorry, Timmy. He called dibs on this sweet ass.
What the hell, dude? What about me?
You can be partners with Patrick.
Come on, John, put my hand.
What the fuck?
Hey, Junior, guess what? I'm going to be partners with bullies, so meh.
I know you'll be partners with your stupid ex. He wrote about how much you love him in his diary. You know what? I hope you both die.
Junior!
Hey, Jeffy, you want to be my partner?
I don't want to play these games.
Okay, you're my partner, yay!
Hey, Timmy, you want to be partners?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm already partners with Jeffy.
Aw, man, I'm stuck with the baby.
When? I can see up your skirt.
Cody, I wonder what the first game is.
Well, it involves balloons.
All right, kids, today's game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Face Game.
You know what I like about the title of the game is you also understand the rules.
The rules for today's game is you and your partner will have a balloon, and you have to toss it back and forth to each other without it hitting the ground. Now, if it hits the ground, then the person that lets it hit the ground or lets it pop gets shot in the face. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Cody, we should go first and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, let's go first.
We want to go first.
All right, grab your balloon and get ready to start. Ready, start.
What the fuck, Junior? You're trying to kill me?
Well, no, you're supposed to hit it back, Cody.
But that's not fair. You sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage. You're supposed to hit in the air.
Okay, whose fault is that, mine or his?
Sorry, kids. Rule the rules.
Yeah, Cody, you were the one that was supposed to hit it.
What? No, Junior, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I did try.
All right, who's next?
All right, we want to go next.
All right, don't let the balloon touch the ground. Your 30 seconds starts now.
All right, listen, Patrick. Go slowly.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? Ooh. You almost hit the ground.
He looks like a big granny smith apple.
You're not supposed to catch it.
I'm going
to
bite it.
What are you doing? What the hell?
See you later, alligator.
Where am I going?
Well, better him than me, shit.
All right, who's next?
Okay, we're going next.
All right, don't hit it too hard.
That's all I do, babe.
Ha! Junior, you hear that? He called me babe.
Well, I hope he beats you like Chris Brown does to women.
Good one, man.
All right, your 30 seconds starts now.
Wait a minute. They're catching the balloon and then tossing it.
Well, I never said you couldn't catch it.
What? No, you said you have to hit it back and forth. You can't, like, do that.
No, the game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Face Game.
Okay, but that's bullshit. My friend died because we were hitting it, like, as hard as we could. Like, you didn't tell us you could catch it.
Well, you can't catch it. You just got to keep passing it back and forth.
Junior, this is so easy.
Yeah, man. I can't believe two people already died.
My friend died because you didn't explain that we could catch it. This is easy as shit.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win!
Yay!
Oh, that is bullshit. My friend died.
All right, next. We want to go next, I think.
I don't want to play these games.
All right, your timer starts now.
We're not horses. We're just squiddy squid game fuckaroos. I've already won these games before. I got $400 billion, but that doesn't make me happy. I want to die.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win. All right, you guys are the last group. Are you ready to play?
Wait, we can catch it, right?
Yeah, as long as you throw the balloon back and forth and don't let it touch the ground.
You're going to die, bitch.
What?
Your timer starts now.
He's a mean baby.
Go.
Okay.
Die.
What the fuck?
All right, you win. Congrats.
Now change my shitty diaper.
Okay, let's go.
So, friends from high school, it's been a while. How you been, Chuck?
I am just wondering what comes on me bacon burger.
Bacon, I would assume.
Ooh, I love bacon.
You know, Chuck, ever since you lost your eye in that paintball accident, you've been acting real different.
Damn it, don't call me Chuck! Call me Pirate Chuck.
Okay, Pirate Chuck. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I've been great, real great. Going through my third divorce, I probably should have signed a prenup by now.
Yeah, probably. How about you, Babyface Bob?
Everything here's so expensive.
No, it's okay, buddy. I gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What's the matter, baby face?
No girls want to date me because of my baby face.
Is that why you're wearing an army uniform, even though you never served in the military?
Yeah, I thought it would make me look older.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll have a hot waitress. I can hook you up.
Hello, welcome to IHOP. Oh, dear God, you're here.
Oh, wow, you work everywhere, huh?
Yes, and you just have to eat everywhere.
I sure do. Hey, baby face, I actually slept with her. I can get you in there.
Really?
Would your child like a booster seat?
Well, that's it. I'm going home. I'm taking off the uniform.
Don't take it off. Actually, ma'am, this is my friend, Babyface Bob. He's 45. And he's actually never served in the military. But don't worry. He's packing, and he looks good in camo.
Okay. Would you like anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Babyface. Well, actually, I'd like to get started with a big-ass stack of pancakes. I mean, I'm talking taller than me.
I asked you what you would like to drink.
Oh, well, I'll have a black coffee. Because I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. Well, actually, just that one woman that one time in college. So, I like my coffee like I like that one black woman in one, that one time in college. Actually, forget the coffee. I'll have milk. Because I like my milk like I like my women. Now, white and whole fat. Well, that was actually my ex-wife. So, I actually want all almond milk because I like my almond milk like I like my women. Full of nuts. My nuts. I don't know why I would put my nuts in. But actually, you know what? I'll have water, because I like my women like I like my water. Wet.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
I would like a big old waffle.
What the fuck, Chuck? We're at the International House of Pancakes. It's IHOP, not IHOW. If you want waffles, just go to Waffle House.
I want a waffle.
Okay, you'll take a waffle, and what about for you, sir?
I'll have an omelet.
Oh, come on, it's not I-who. Why are we even at IHOP if we're not getting fucking pancakes?
I don't like pancakes.
Why did we even come to IHOP, then?
Because you said you wanted to come to IHOP.
That's right, I did.
Would your son like a kid's menu?
Wait, he's not my dad!
No, it's okay. My very adult, very well-endowed friend...
Yeah, order for me.
Yeah, he would like some pancakes.
With smiley faces.
A very adult smiley face.
Yeah, can I get a dollar for the claw machine?
If you eat all your pancakes.
Yes, sir.
Would your pet like anything to eat?
Oh, you mean Chester?
I'm all good, man.
Nah, Chester's good with the Cheetos. I actually used to smoke pot with him back in high school at the bus stop. He was my dealer. Okay. Well, the reason I called you guys here is because I signed my daughter up for the Murder Squid Games.
What?
Aren't they gonna kill her?
Oh, no. It's okay, because I put a tracker on her ankle, and I tracked her to the exact island where the games are being held. So I figure, after we eat our big-ass breakfast, and we go see the new Superman movie, I figure we can go to the island and save her.
Well, what do we got out of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have a big breakfast on me, and then we're gonna go to the Superman movie, but you're gonna have to pay for that.
What, really?
Oh, no, not you, Babyface. You're getting it for free. But after that, you know, I'm gonna have, like, $800 million, so I'm just gonna give all you guys $1 million each.
Okay. Do you think that would make women want to sleep with me if I had $1 million?
No, but we can go to Vegas and I can take you to a brothel.
They didn't let me in last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, maybe I can get you a face transplant.
Okay, deal.
All right, everyone, here's your food.
Ma'am, I didn't order the French toast, but I'll accept it as long as it's not on the bill.
Okay.
And my pancakes could have been much taller.
Well, we ran out of pancake batter. That's why you have the French toast.
So put the toast on the pancakes.
Dad, they forgot the nose on my smiley face.
Don't call me Dad. Ma'am, they forgot the nose on a smiley face.
Well, I didn't make it.
She didn't make it.
I can't eat it without the nose on the smiley face.
He can't eat it without the nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm freaking out. It's scary without the nose. Give me a nose. Give me a nose.
Right there. Is that better, champ?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, there you go.
I don't have as much milk as you guys. I want to be a big boy.
Now, do you want a tummy ache? You know you get colicky.
No, but can she heat it up so I don't get a tummy ache?
She's not going to sleep with you if you ask her to heat your milk up. Women don't like whiny men. Ma'am, I wanted water.
Well, you told me, like, 3 different drinks.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even remember what woman this is supposed to be.
My bacon floppy.
And his bacon's floppy.
And mine's too crispy.
I didn't make it.
Mine's just right. Can you read me Goldilocks?
No, I'm not going to read you. How about you guys just swap bacons?
Nah, he already touched it. I don't want it.
Yeah, you got germs.
Hey, man, you touched my omelet earlier. I don't want that either. Man, can you take the omelet back and make me another one?
No, because even if I did, he still won't tip me.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I mean, I probably won't tip you. You're right.
When are we going to see Superman?
Oh, it's at 10:15, but just let me take a few bites of my pancakes before we leave.
Wait. You ordered all those and you're only going to have one bite?
Well, it's not about the eating. It's about the spectacle of how tall they are.
Oh. I'll get you, Bill.
Look, can you cut up my pancakes into small bites? I don't want to choke.
Okay, buddy.
And cut them up in squares, not triangles.
Fine.
And where's the syrup?
Just the fucking syrup.
Well, don't drown him. I don't want him to drown.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Can you just chew it for me and spit it in my mouth?
No. Oh, I am so full. Where is that waitress with the bill? We're gonna miss Superman.
My tum tum hurts, Daddy.
Well, don't call me Daddy, and you didn't even eat all your food.
Well, it's too soggy. You put too much syrup.
Can we stop at Starbucks on the way to the movie so I can get a cake pop? I didn't eat my omelet because it touched it.
No, we don't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I want a cake pop.
No, you don't get a cake pop. You didn't even eat all your food.
It's too soggy. It's your fault.
My bacon's still floppy.
Did you think that was gonna change?
Well, it's Superman 3D. I can't really wear glasses with that.
I want to watch a 3D movie. I want to see it pop out the screen.
No, it's not 3D. People don't see 3D movies.
Yay, no 3D movies.
Where the fuck is that waitress?
Can I get you anything else?
The bill! I needed it for like 40 minutes.
Are you actually going to pay this time?
Yes.
25% tip.
It's going down, I'll tell you that.
Wait, you only took one bite of your pancakes?
Well, it's a stack of 10 pancakes, so if you think about it, I actually ate a whole pancake.
Oh, get your bill.
Can we stop by Starbucks?
You already fucking asked me and I said no.
Well, can we get gummy worms at the movies?
No, you didn't even eat your food.
Okay, can you take me to the bathroom? I gotta go boop boop.
You gotta go boop boop? No one is gonna sleep with you if you say things like that.
I can't hold it much longer.
Okay, let's go, hurry. I gotta save my daughter. Oh man, I hope we didn't miss the previews. And I can't believe they gave us a military discount because they thought you were in the military.
Do you think they think I'm an adult now?
Well, when you started bitching for the gummy worms and rolling around on the ground crying, you kind of broke the illusion.
I can't get my nerds open!
Oh, hold on, let me try.
It's just a snuck and Cheetos in their movie and not sharing.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I love when he says that.
Can you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, shut up, bitch!
You wanna go?
Yeah, I wanna fucking go! Let's go!
Take this outside!
Some people just don't know how to act in a movie theater. I can't get these open.
Oh.
What the fuck? We already missed a bunch of the movie! Wait, who is Lois? Why is there a dog? I've never seen a Superman movie. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We must have missed hours, because I don't know who this reporter guy is. What does this have to do with Superman? I mean, if he took his glasses off, he would kind of look like Superman, but Superman doesn't wear glasses, so that can't be him.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you yelling? You are ruining this movie experience. You know what, guys? I say we just do this tomorrow. How about we just all go home, you know, we get a good night's sleep, we rest up, we come back here tomorrow, and we watch this movie for real.
Why don't we just go to a later show?
No, because I've already seen this scene, so it's going to be in my head. You know, I need like 24 hours, like, refreshed, like, wipe my memory of this scene.
Well, what about saving your daughter?
No, I am not in a headspace to save anybody right now. I got a belly full of buttermilk pancakes, you know, I don't know what's going on with this dog, I got to figure that out first. So I think we just all meet up back here tomorrow, okay?
Well, can we go see Elio?
We are not watching that shit.
Well, I mean, can you buy me a ticket? My mom can pick me up.
Okay, I will buy you a ticket. Just make sure she drops you off here tomorrow, okay?
Okay, at this time?
Yes, at this time. Well, a little bit earlier, because we were late. Just grab all the shit.
Oh, I love being home alone without Boynie. I get to watch my trash TV. Boynie, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the island saving your daughter.
Karen, you're never going to believe this. We went to IHOP, and that was mediocre, and then we tried to go see Superman.
Oh, Boynie, you were supposed to wait for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything. I missed half the fucking movie. Did you know he has a dog now?
Boynie, no spoilers. La, 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 la. Go to the island, save your daughter.
I will go to the island tomorrow after I see Superman.
No, Boynie, you gotta go right now. How do you know she's still alive?
Well, I have the tracker, Karen. If she was dead, they would have incinerated her body and the tracker would be gone.
How do you know that, Boynie?
I've seen the show.
Boynie, go save Penelope.
I will, after I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to go see Superman.
No, you're gonna go right when you wake up. No Superman, Boynie.
I'm gonna go see Superman.
Well, can I go with you?
I didn't tell the boys you were coming.
Boynie.
Tell you what, if you get up on time, you can come with me.
That's a deal, Boynie.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Congrats on winning the first game, kids! If the majority of you vote to end the game now, the payout split between each of you would be about $65 billion each!
Wait. If we decide to end the games now, we would each get $65 billion.
Yup!
Shit, that sounds like a good payday. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to quit, like, right now.
I want to quit.
$65 billion isn't enough! What am I, poor? I want to keep playing!
We're not horses.
Yeah, I'm greedy. Brady, I want to play.
I want to keep playing in honor of Cody.
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Why do you guys want to keep playing? $65 billion? You'll never spend that in a lifetime.
Yeah, y'all can't pass that up. What's wrong with y'all?
Well, Penelope, listen. Just vote to end the games now and we can end it.
No, I want to keep playing.
What? Oh, my God. Why?
Because my dad sent me here to win. And besides, I've already won these games, so because they're really easy.
Oh, my God.
All right, looks like we're playing more games. Get the rep, kids.
I am killing all...
Hey guys, what's your favorite color crayon? Mine's cotton candy.
Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one, piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's not a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color?
Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, thanks, bro.
Ah, that's McPatrick! Joseph broke my favorite color crayon!
And what are you gonna do about it, punk rock?
Yeah!
Cody's mom's a piggy!
Cody's mom's a piggy! All right, everyone, shut up, you stupid brats! Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long! So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times! When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What could?
Damn, Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Tell me a thousand more times!
Yo, give him a fuck. Get my ass, Junior.
What?
Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, a thousand more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked her ass.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're going to get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey. No! I'm gonna say it anyway. Who took a shit in her cinnamon toast crunch?
Cody Bennington! Get your ass up here! You're getting the paddle!
Oh no, not the paddle. Wink, wink. Oh no, please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach, spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes, sir? Ow, what the fuck? That wasn't hot at all, it just hurt.
Don't talk back to me!
Oh shit, okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys, I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody, my dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick.
What do you want, Cody? You want another one?
No, I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Clem! I just won $1 million a week for the rest of my life!
Feel bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's gonna be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Bob. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the worst to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's a loyal bitch from wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? The money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things, a little bit on the racial side. But I'm not going to judge her. Don't know how she was raised. But you guys, you thought that summer school was going to be over because you didn't have a teacher. Stupid! Because I found a teacher just walking around outside. How convenient, right? Perfect timing. Yeah, his name is Mr. Blinkle. Come on in, Mr. Blinkle. Introduce yourself.
Hey there, beautiful kids.
Yeah, he enjoys you guys. Can you believe it? He begged for the job, cried for it. Weird as hell. Like, I never knew somebody who actually begged for a job like this ever. But, anyway, you got the job, Mr. Blinkle. Teach these little brats. Please let them learn something. God damn it.
Ooh, with pleasure.
So see you brats later. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need any help, Mr. Blinkle.
Thanks, Principal Steinbeck. I think I can take it from here. Hey there, kids. I'm your old pal, Mr. Blinkle. And I'm so excited to be your new summer school teacher. Who needs to be outside running through the sprinklers and getting all wet and shiny when you could be in here with me? Learning. Now, how about we all go around the class and tell me your ages? I mean, names, but also your ages and your addresses and when your parents go to work and come home. Actually, how about you all just write it down and put it on my desk, and then I can drive all of you home.
Okay, this assignment's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Guys, does Mr. Blinkle look kind of familiar to you?
Cody, I think I would remember someone wearing a fake mustache and glasses and nose.
Yeah, he's just weird, you know.
Oh, what's this? A spanking paddle? Your old teacher knew what she was doing. I thought I was going to have to stop by the store and pick one of these up. Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Cody, you mind looking up for me?
What?
Thanks, got it. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Mr. Blinkle just took a picture of me.
Well, maybe it's for yearbooks.
But, Junior, there are no yearbooks in summer school.
Well, maybe he's trying to put names to faces and that helps him remember.
Maybe.
I just finished the assignment, so I'm done for the day. All right, Mr. Blinkle, I'm done with my assignment. You don't have to drive me home. I can just walk.
No. You need to stay.
Wait, you told me after I was done I could go home.
But we have a big group assignment coming up at the end of class. It's a group hug, a big old group hug.
Can I skip that?
No, it's mandatory. It's a mandatory hug.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Junior? It says here your dad's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, that sucks. That is very disappointing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not really that into redheads anyway.
Oh, no, my mom's dead, I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody hurry up with those papers!
Guys, the new teacher's kinda nice. He wants us all to hug after class.
He's still kinda weird.
He's got a big nose!
Dude, don't make fun of the Jewish like that.
I think you just did.
I need to go ask the teacher a question. I like to announce when I'm getting up from my desk.
Hurry up, kids. When you're done, we can go to the gym and hit the showers.
Hey, Mr. Blinkle, can I talk to you in private?
Yes. Yes, you can. Where do you want to talk? In the closet? Or maybe out in the hallway or in the bathroom? Or maybe we can talk out in my car? Or at my house? Yeah, we should talk at my house, because the walls are completely soundproof, so no one will be able to hear us, not even the neighbors. It'll be extra private.
No, right here is fine. I just didn't want to be really loud and you're kind of yelling.
Oh, well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, this famous streamer I follow has been sending me really inappropriate stuff, like pictures of himself, and he's been really weird, so I just thought I should talk to an adult about it.
Ew! Get out of my face! I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds! That's disgusting!
Okay.
Ugh. I gotta start being a streamer. They just have it too easy. I miss the good old days when all you had was a van full of candy and a dream.
Did you ask the teacher your question?
He didn't seem interested in my problem.
Hey guys, should I throw a paper ball at the teacher?
That'd be fucking hilarious, Junior. A real hoot. You want me to throw it?
What?
I can drop fucking bombs, Junior. I can make it rain on that hoe. I'm like Tom Brady Jr. You know that thing.
Yeah. So damn naughty. You deserve this.
Aw, Cody, you missed!
Well, I guess I'm not Tom Brady. I guess I'm some other quarterback that's bad at throwing. I don't know. I don't know sports.
I'm gonna make another paper ball.
Matt Schwab?
What?
Is that one Matt Schwab?
I guess I've heard of that.
Well, I guess I'm Matt Schwab.
All right, I'm gonna hit him right in the head. I hit the
Are you Matt Schwab?
Dude, just give me the ball. I'll throw it like Michael Vick.
You're gonna kill a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the job done, though.
Ugh. Here's my paper. Oh my god, your mustache is fake!
Oh, man, it's Mr. Winkle! What a pervert!
That's right, it's me. No, nobody tried to follow me, or I'm going to stab her with this pencil and she'll get lead poisoning. Well, they actually make it with graphite now, but still, it'll hurt really bad. Come on. You know, it would be really cool if you told the principal I quit and that I didn't kidnap a student.
Somebody help me!
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, dude, he almost got our ass.
I mean, he did take a student.
Who's Mr. Winkle?
Dude, you don't want to know.
But I do, though.
You know EDP-445?
Yeah.
He's like the white, skinny version of him.
Yeah, the white twin, dude.
Oh.
I'm even more mad! You can tell by my tone. No! Why does it happen to me? Principal Steinbeck! Oh, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Oh. Look, class, your teacher quit. Another one. I guess it is your lucky day. Sis, I can't find a second teacher just wandering around outside. It was nothing but homeless people. I tried. But look, I will have a teacher for you tomorrow. Yes, he will be meaner and more angrier and eviler than me. I love it already. But if I can't, I have to teach the class by myself. I will. I promise you I will. And you won't like it because I bite. I'm not nice. So, I guess classes.
Dismissed.
Oh, get out of my face. I don't want to see you guys anymore.
Yay!
We get to go home early.
Hey, Joseph. I'm never going to forgive you for breaking my gun, Candy Crab.
And what the hell are you going to do about it, fuck boy? Not a damn thing, but cry to your mama. Huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
My mom's dead.
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy pianos. The Jeffy piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Yes. You want to hear some jokes?
Not really.
No, come on. You're going to laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to?
I'm not wearing socks.
No, come on. You're going to love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay. Next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, he's laughing at his own joke.
It's not even that funny.
Okay. I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse. Okay, guys, I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore! You guys aren't laughing.
Well, that is not that funny.
Yeah, his ass.
I can't, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That's spankings on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore's Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know, you're not really supposed to think that much. You're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with Cam right now.
Oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Eddie Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come on.
I know, he plays like 5 different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. It makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla. Hey, Norbit, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputha's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. Busy child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputha, big ass. No, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah.
News!
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down.
Cody, why is this the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain in his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls adrift, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she just re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
Maybe.
Okay, so like when we made our videos again with the puppets because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball in his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, meow. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about
he
Taylor.
He fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
Someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes!
Ah!
What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
What do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it? Your teammate.
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football. All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift. That's why we lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break them up.
What? We're just kids. How are we going to break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, but why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl. For me, for Andy Reid. Andy Reid!
Okay, but what would we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me. Help me.
You have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs on my neck.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This nigga lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we going to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a batter bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a batter bitch? Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's badder than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question.
Wait, you're serious?
Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know.
Margot Robbie,
of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Oh, top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so, if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce, and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh, yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh, yeah, we need that money on, too.
But Margot Robbie's not going to do that. She's married. Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we going to do that?
Well... that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. You'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what? He damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
Well, what's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl.
Wait.
She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm gonna have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not gonna have to worry about her wedding because there's gonna be no wedding because me and Joseph are gonna break them up.
You guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is gonna give us $1 million to break them up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Next!
Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself? Will you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how do you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiance signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look, if I was her, I would definitely be mad. But I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that?
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself is hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos.
I got it.
Hi, Mr. Travis. Will you please fix the fucking photo?
My bad.
Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
Oh, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you he ain't that damn freaky.
Oh, okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yep.
Oh, my God, look over there. What's that over there? Oh, you have to sign. Go back to signing. It's right there.
Oh,
man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. What's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. I meant yeah. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Get the photo.
I got you, bro.
You just signed a picture of another girl's friend saying I love you. Oh, TMZ.
Oh no, we finally have.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh, yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will.
Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK!
A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Way to fucking go, guys.
What's wrong, Cody?
You wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants three cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which cake, which of the three cakes, this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help.
Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. I'm so happy for them, though.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not gonna go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on. Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for the slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him some money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Well, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have a slushie for free, my friend.
You see that, Dad? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tear.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was that on the road?
Daddy, look out!
What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How's that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Bodies hit the flow. Bitch, bodies hit the flow. Have him swimming in his blood while he's crawling on the floor. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. You do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Dang, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I got to use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem. All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asks me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice, so Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
Watch out, Daddy!
Jeffy! You swore on my life you would not leave the car!
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
What, Jeffy? You really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy. He's going to your bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go see.
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay.
Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy, donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, donkey, but since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
All right, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm going to go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiO smells delicious!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiO man! Look who came inside, everybody! A hungry, hungry hippo! Hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry, you ain't ate in days.
Oh, wait. Big bowl, small bowl. Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that chef to any SpaghettiOs? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck?
No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
I swear, what, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier and you lied.
No, Daddy, this time I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house and he's probably stealing shit or maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Oh, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station, and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did you do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
But listen, I was at the gas station. Yeah. And I gave, okay, I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide and seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I've checked all the bathrooms. I've checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. Because you guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
Oh, you found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Danny? Why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I'll just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I'll just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. Ugh. It's my work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh. All right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm going to keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, there's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase, but I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jesse.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeff, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. There you are! So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's watch some cartoons!
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob!
Oh, yeah!
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What?
Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob!
Dude, it's just a cartoon!
He lives in a pineapple under the sea!
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode!
It's a really good episode, and it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream. And they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, look, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure, let's watch it. Check this out.
Daddy!
Oh, don't cry, bro. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the whack with me.
I'll figure it out. SpongeBob! Get in here, me boy.
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty?
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad!
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me dirty's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Mr. Squidward, get in here.
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break.
I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up.
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's.
Wow, look at that goober box.
Only for a limited time only.
Dude, we have to get that. Oh, my God, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea. I want a SpongeBob goober box.
Dude, I want a goober box. I'm the ultimate goober.
No, I'm a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
I'm the goofiest goober.
I'm the super goober.
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy.
No way. I'm the goofiest goober. I'm a goober, goober, goober.
I'm a goober.
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We try our best.
All right, so let's get Chef Phoebe to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah.
Chef Pee-Pee, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Pee-Pee, we're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Pee-Pee, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Okay, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm, it's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, when I take a bite of mine, I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go, still no pickles. It's like bubble bath.
Well, this is, I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's gonna be so fun.
Oh, dude, in the
pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. All right, Junior, here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Baby, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Baby, these are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, get me the Krabby Patty meals. 3 of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is a Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch at the drive-thru. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. Would you like to try a SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Yes, please. Can I have 3 of them?
Okay, and would you like the goober, super goober box?
What the hell? No, they didn't offer a goober box, Junior!
So you're telling me she handed you this brown fucking bag at the drive-thru and you said, yep, that's acceptable to me. That is a Krabby Patty meal.
Yeah, that's what you will put a meal in, a damn brown bag, yes.
But it's not supposed to be in a brown bag. On the commercial, right, Cody, it showed a SpongeBob goober box.
Yeah, it looked kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, there was supposed to be SpongeBob on the box, his SpongeBob's face, supposed to be SpongeBob fry holders, supposed to be SpongeBob.
Well, look, nigga, I don't work at Wendy's. I got the meal. Look, just eat it, okay?
Yeah, why don't we just eat the goddamn burger?
Okay, eat the damn burger.
Okay, I'll eat the Krabby Patty. This is not Krabby Patties. Guys, what the fuck?
Dude, this was not made with love!
Yeah, like I said, this is just a regular old Dave single.
What the fuck, Doug? What the fuck?
Whoa, Junior, calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down! What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's a fair crash shot, because what the hell is this?
You're telling me for years and years and years people want to know what a Krabby Patty tastes like, and finally SpongeBob gives the rights to the Krabby Patty to a fucking fast food restaurant, and they give it to bomb-ass, fuck-ass Wendy's, and this is what they do? Like, this is what they do? Like, Cody, be honest. Be real. If you were a regular person walking by and you saw this, do you think it's a SpongeBob meal? Does anything say SpongeBob?
No, actually. It just looks like Wendy's.
Does anything say Krabby Patty?
No. The only thing I would question is maybe the drink, but that's mostly because it looks gross. It looks like they mixed it wrong.
Wendy's didn't fucking try. Like, they seriously didn't try. Look, there's no SpongeBob wrapping paper on the burger. There's no SpongeBob fry holder. There's no SpongeBob box. In the commercial, they showed a SpongeBob box. I didn't get no SpongeBob box. I didn't get no Goober box.
Bro, I do not feel like a damn Goober. I'm not a pressed-ass Goober.
I do not feel like a goofy-ass Goober. They literally did not try. Like, how do you not try? Look at this. That's a square patty. In the SpongeBob show, it's a circle patty. But that's a square patty. Why, Cody?
Well, maybe they were thinking because SpongeBob's pants are square, the patty should be...
Fuck off, Cody!
I don't know.
Ass! That's ass! No! Not one episode of the fucking patty square. And if they are, then I'm sorry for not being fact-checked. But swear to God, they're usually circle. Why do they not go to McDonald's? Why does SpongeBob not go to McDonald's? There's no way fuck Wendy's has more money than McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's is superior. They're the PS5 of all fast foods.
Yeah, PS5, I guess?
Yeah, PS5. Yeah. Top tier.
Okay. Well, then Wendy's is the Sega Genesis of fast food.
Yeah, Sega ass, nigga.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad compliment. Back on track. Main point is, Wendy's did not give two fucks. Wendy said, we really need money. SpongeBob, please let us fucking advertise your Krabby Patty. And this is some bum ass shit right here. This is some bum shit. You know McDonald's? They did the adult Happy Meal and they had the box. And every, you know, Happy Meals? McDonald's Happy Meals? Every week they change out those fucking toys. Yeah. And you know what they could have done? If SpongeBob would have went to McDonald's, there would have been the actual like Krabby Patty like box. And there would have been a Krusty Krab box.
Oh, yeah.
And there would have been a SpongeBob toy and a Squidward toy and a Patrick toy and a Mr. Krabs toy, and there probably would have been a Plankton toy. And if you got the Plankton toy, your fucking Krabby Patty was missing. That'd be so cool. Everyone would be like, oh man, I hope my Krabby Patty's missing. Oh, I hope it. I want the Plankton fucking toy.
I would have definitely got it.
And it's so stupid. Like, and you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There's no sesame seed bun. In the Krabby Patty formula, there's a sesame seed bun. But you know what does have a sesame seed bun? A Big Mac. A McDonald's. McDonald's has all the fucking ingredients. You give it to Wendy's? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Like, literally, square. No fucking rapping, no try, no effort. Come on, I'm suing. I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna hire a lawyer, and I'm gonna fucking sue Wendy's for false advertising. There's no fucking Krabby Patty meal. You can't just fucking make a regular goddamn Dave's fucking single and put mayonnaise on it and say it's a fucking Krabby Patty. It's some bullshit, Cody. It's some fucking bullshit. Say it's not.
No, it is bullshit.
That's some bullshit. I want to be a goofy ass fucking goober.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy for the goober meal. This is goober my ass.
Hey there, somebody call a lawyer?
I did.
Oh, you kids enjoying some Wendy's?
Enjoying is the opposite word I'm experiencing.
Oh, what's wrong? Did you find a finger in your food or something?
I actually would have rather found a finger in my food. That would have been fucking cool. I've been like, ooh, I got the zombie meal because it's close to Halloween, but no, that's not it.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I have a question for you. If you had to guess what we ordered from Wendy's, what would you guess?
Well, I'd say probably a number one, you know, just a Dave's single, pretty standard stuff.
What would you do if I told you that this was actually the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, do you see anything SpongeBob? Do you see any Krabby Patties?
Well, now that you mention it, no, it doesn't say anything SpongeBob on it.
That's why I want to sue Wendy's for false advertising, because apparently this is the Krabby Patty Krusty Krab Goober meal, and there's literally no SpongeBob, no nothing, and that's false advertising. That's fucked up. That is fucked up they can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go on TikTok and do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, I hope we have a case.
Hey, kid, so I found these videos on TikTok of people who maybe got the experience you were looking for. See, this guy's got the box and, like, a cup there. Is that what you wanted?
What? He got the Goober box! How'd you get the Goober box?
I don't know, but it does seem like a few people got it. See, he's got the fry box.
What? Joseph, look at it! He's got the Goofy Goober box!
Dude, I want the Goofy Goober box!
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no. Chef Pee-Pee ordered the wrong fucking thing. I knew he didn't order the right thing.
He's a damn idiot.
Chef Pee-Pee, get your ass in here now.
Gee, don't you ever call my name like that again or I'll beat your fuck ass.
Well, maybe I'm not a stupid-ass dumb chef like you because you definitely did not order the Krabby Patty meal, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, the hell I did. What are you talking about?
Well, look at these TikToks. Look, these people got the Goober box. Look, these people got the SpongeBob box. Look, that's SpongeBob's face on a box. Why are they having a Goober time? Why am I not a Goober?
I don't know. Look, I can't control what the lady hands me, okay?
Well, I just don't understand. understand because you swear on your life that you ordered 3 Krabby Patty meals.
Yes, I did. I ordered exactly what you told me to order, 3 Krabby Patty meals.
Then why the hell did they hand us these bum-ass brown bags and these people have the goober boxes, these people have the Krabby Patty meals?
I don't know, Junior. It's out of my hands.
Hey, I'd just like to point out that even if they gave you the right box, that's still the product you would have gotten, and that's not a Krabby Patty.
It's not a Krabby Patty, but, you know, I would have felt a little bit better if I opened up a SpongeBob box. I could have kept the box. I could have said, oh, this is so cool. Honestly, it probably would have tasted differently if it came in a SpongeBob box, so I still want to sue.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I fucking hate Wendy's. I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate you.
So what is all this about?
Well, you see, I have a client in Florida that wants to sue you because he's disappointed with his Krabby Patty meal. See, he didn't get the special box or the packaging or any of that, and the burger just doesn't even look like a Krabby Patty.
I understand.
Do you mind if I butt in?
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I came to watch the shit show. I mean, wow. Just wow. You really screwed the pooch on this one, Wendy. I mean, you had a layup with Michael freaking Jordan on your team, and you decided to shoot the half-court shot? Let me tell you how I would have
thought. Oh, here we go.
Hush. Firstly, every single meal would come with a Krusty Krab-shaped box.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Don't encourage
him. Hush. You open that shit up, and you pull out a Krabby Patty. I'm talking a double quarter patty with cheese meal. Sesame seed bun is shit. Every meal would come with their own kelp fries. Just normal fries. Who gives a shit? And every meal would come with the diet Dr. Kelp. Dr. Pepper. And we would forget it every single time for the joke.
Listen,
you don't know what that is.
Fuck, these are delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious and you like to taste the piss.
Ugh.
You tell me, what episode of SpongeBob did he ever sell a pineapple frosty?
There isn't one.
There isn't one. And let's talk about the toys. Every McDonald's meal will come with a toy. Do you know what that is?
No,
she doesn't. Unless you're talking about the toys in a bedside dresser. I'm talking Mr. SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm talking Squiddy. Mr. Crab. Plankton. All those toys. And if you get the plankton meal, you don't get a burger because he stole it. And they wouldn't care. They'd be happy because they got the toy. And then they'd have to go back to McDonald's and buy another meal.
Do you see how ridiculous this is? He doesn't even know the names of the characters.
Yeah, I don't know the names of the characters. Anyway, you go talk to Nickelodeon. And you tell them when they want it done right, Daddy's right here, baby.
Please, whatever you do, go to Burger King first.
Burger King, my ass! That's all. That's all.
Listen, tell your client we're going to get these boxes and bags and everything out to our clients and our restaurants as soon as possible. So just please, don't do anything with him. Please, he's an asshole. I can't stand him.
Okay, I'll let him know. Hey, so Wendy says give them a few weeks and they might have some goober boxes.
That's going to be so stupid. Everyone else has already been a goofy goober and we didn't get any of the goofy goober boxes. Guys, post a comment if you got the SpongeBob box because we tried every fucking location near us and like even an hour away and no one had the SpongeBob box. No one. It's fucking stupid dumb. Thanks for staying the night last night, guys, but we woke up so late.
Yeah, we just get up. It's 3 p.m. The sun's gonna go down soon.
Yeah, dude, we had a long day yesterday playing football outside.
In the grass.
In the dirt, because that's all we have.
Yeah, we were swimming in the pool because it was like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Well, sweating our balls off, dude.
Yeah, Florida's always just so hot, it's never cold here.
Yeah, the Sunshine State, they call it.
Oh, really?
No way.
That's
Breaking news, MK. There was a snowstorm that hit Florida last night. It grew to as big as 6 inches. At least that's what my maid said it felt like in her mouth. Now back to the snow. There was a lot of it, so go outside and have fun, because this probably won't happen for another 100 years.
No way! It's snowing outside?
Dude, it's impossible. We live in Florida. It can't snow.
It cannot snow in Florida. That has to be a lie. There has to be some type of fake news, some Donald Trump fake news type thing, because there's no way it's snowing in Florida.
Yeah, it can't happen, dude.
Yeah, it cannot happen. There's no way that if we walked outside right now that there'd be snow.
Never.
Nope.
I mean, we could go look outside.
We could do that. We have free will. We can go check.
We do.
All right, let's put on some long sleeve shirts and some pants.
Uh-huh. Okay, you guys can do that if you want to, pussies. If it's snowing out there, I'm going out there shirtless.
No, you won't. Jinx, pink poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, shit. Now what happens?
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke.
Oh, no. Now you both owe each other peed-in Cokes.
I'm hungry for
pretzels, bitch! Oh, got him! I said pretzels. He thought I was going to say pizza, little bitch.
Okay, now what?
I don't know if he owes me a Coke anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost.
I don't think so.
So let's go outside and see the snow.
Okay, let me take my shirt off.
You're not going to take your shirt off and go in the snow, Cody. You'd freeze to death.
People who freeze to death are pussies. Like all those people who freeze to death on Mount Everest. Bunch of pussies, all of you. Whenever I see cold, I look it in the face and I say, open wide. And then, boom, Cody juice.
Okay, well, I mean, if you get cold, let us know.
I'm not going to get cold.
Oh, my God, guys, it's snowing! I can't believe it's snowing!
Dude, it's Florida. It's not supposed to happen.
Mother Nature got cream pied.
Snowed.
What?
You said it was snowing. Like, it's not actively snowing. It already snowed, past tense.
God, Cody, I hate you. You look cold.
I'm not cold. You guys are cold. I never said it was cold, you pussies.
Bro, you're the one shaking like a stripper.
I'm not shaking. I'm flexing from all my muscles.
Are you sure you're not cold?
No, I'm not cold.
Everyone throw snowballs at Cody.
Okay!
No, that's not fair.
Make a snowball, Joseph.
Oh, I got one right here, dude.
Cream him.
I would love to get creamed, but not by snow.
Oh, you're asking for it, dude.
Ooh, that is so not cold. You know, when I dreamed of Junior hitting me in the face with white stuff, this is not what I had in mind.
Why do you gotta make everything gay, dude?
Yeah, I'm making more snowballs.
All right, guys, no more snowballs.
Booked!
Ha ha, Cody!
Where'd you go, dude?
What, Cody, where are you?
Fucker's right here!
We can't understand you, Cody. You sound like you have a dick in your mouth.
I wish.
All right, guys, let's build a snowman!
Yeah, dude!
Okay, he's done. Ice Cube the snowman.
Dude, he looks so sick. And he got that gat on him.
Mine's got that gat on him. Gat damn, look at that dumpy.
Cody, what is this?
This is Ronaldo the snowman. Just look at him. He's ready to pleasure some snow dudes. And look at his hog.
Cody.
Dude, I can't wait for the sun to melt yours.
Nothing can melt his rock hard abs or his rock hard nipples. Literally. Him and I have the same physique. I mean, I'm a little bit bigger than him down there, but still, I'm not here to brag. Junior.
That's what you get for making a stupid dumb gay snowman.
Oh, wow, Marvin, look, it's snowing.
Snowed.
What?
It's not actively snowing, it's snowed.
Oh.
Jeffy, the snowman, was missing a chromosome. With a pencil in his nose and a shit in his diaper, so be good for goodness sake.
Jeffy, what is this?
Marvin, he made a snowman.
It's actually a snowtard. He would try to bite his ear if he had one.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid.
Marvin, look, he gave him a heart.
That's actually his pecker.
Jeffy, you are grounded.
For what?
Because making inappropriate stuff.
Marvin. Our HOA is gonna go nuts.
You get it, Daddy? Because he has testicles?
That's it, we're going inside right now.
Yeah, like a big nutsack.
Okay, guys, are you ready to go sledding?
Junior, this is a wagon.
Well, we don't have a sled. It's Florida. It never snows here.
And this is your neighbor's driveway, and that's just cold concrete down there. If we wipe out, we're gonna get a pretty bad road rash.
We're not gonna wipe out. It's not even that steep of a hill. Come on, everyone get in.
All right, let's go.
Someone needs to push, Junior.
Okay, fine, I'll push.
I'll push too, dude.
That means I'm the only one in here.
Shut up, Cody! Uh-oh.
That didn't go well. Owie. I'm okay, guys. Stop throwing fucking snowballs at me!
Ha ha, Cody!
Dude, we couldn't resist. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a little fun.
Guys, I think we should go inside.
What? Why? You're cold?
No, I'm not cold. Never cold. It's just, the sun's going down.
Hey, you hoodlum, stop making snowmen with big wieners and big asses in my yard. And stop sledding in my driveway.
Snowballs! Hit them!
That's it, I'm calling the police!
Hold on, the police, run!
Fuck the police!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
I did, officer, look what the hoodlums did to my yard!
Those look like snowmen.
Yeah, but that one over there's got a big dick.
Yes, he does.
And this one's got a gun.
But freeze, drop that shit right now! I said drop it, I'll blow you the fuck away! Pussy!
You really sure that snowman?
Yeah, the academy, they said I was the best at controlling my anger. So, you like my new red gun? We started painting them bright colors so whenever kids find them, they think it's a toy and they play with it.
That's pretty fucked up.
No, I'm just kidding. We actually gave these to the fire department so they could fight fires. We really wanted to put the fight and firefighter, but it's kind of pointless because you can't shoot fire.
Well, I want to press charges on those hoodlums.
For what?
Well, they assaulted me with snowballs and destruction of property because this is my snow. And I'm pretty sure that snowman over there is guilty of some form of molestation.
Okay, those are a lot of charges. Do you know where the kids live?
Yeah, right across the street.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'll talk to them.
Man, I hate the Hucker dudes.
Dude, they suck.
Yeah, they're always trying to ruin our fun.
Right?
Do you have to poop, Cody? Go to take a shit.
No, I'm okay.
Are you cold?
No.
Don't say it, dude.
Never cold.
Oh, good choice. I thought he was going to say N-word.
I thought he was going to say it, too. He doesn't stop saying it. He always says it. Crazy. Cody, why are you blue? Are you cold?
Yeah, you look like if a Barney and a Smurf had a baby.
Yeah, you look like the lead singer of Eiffel 65 who made that blue song.
He's not blue. The song is just called that.
He is blue. He talks about having a blue Corvette and a blue house.